Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Strain. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Terry Whitfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Littlejohn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Whitson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. North takes first base on ball 4. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Strain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is safe. North steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Whitfield who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Cromartie goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Littlejohn and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Littlejohn and back to Evans, who tags Scott for the out. Dawson moves to third. Perez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Carter reaches third base with a triple. Dawson scores. Perez scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball towards right. Clark catches it and throws to home to double up Carter. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Terry Whitfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Littlejohn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into left field. That will be extra bases. Whitfield fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Whitfield. Sanderson moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Ed Whitson. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. North hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. North reaches second base with a double. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Carter and he is safe. North steals third. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strain is 0-for-1 in the game. Strain strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. North scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing center field. Phil Nastu now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Whitfield moves to third. Two outs. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Littlejohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Littlejohn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sanderson bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Strain covering, for the out. Mason moves to second. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews pinch hits for Phil Nastu. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 0-for-2 in the game. Strain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Clark reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. Strain moves to third. It's 5-2, Expos. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Giants, 5, Expos, 5. Rudy May now pitching. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Minton now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Dennis Littlejohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlejohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Littlejohn strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mason strikes out. Two outs. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Minton, and towards Metzger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Clark steals second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Whitfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Minton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Hill pinch hits for Dennis Littlejohn. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos 5. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. One out. Mike Ivey pinch hits for Greg Minton. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Strain hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Bob Knepper pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez fields it and throws to second for the out. Clark moves to third. Two outs. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Mike Ivey now playing first base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch hits for Jim Mason. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Dave Cash pinch hits for Rudy May. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark. Cash reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. White moves to third. It's 7-6, Giants. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Cash tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Giants, 7, Expos, 7. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Cash now playing second base. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Elias Sosa now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Johnny LeMaster pinch runs for Mark Hill. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ivey is walked intentionally. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vita Blue pinch hits for Gary Lavelle. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Griffin now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hutton for the out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Sadek and he is safe. Cash steals second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Giants will come to bat. Woody Freeman now pitching. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Metzger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 5 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Perez strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Expos 7. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ivy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Strain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strain is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Strain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Griffin moves to second. Terry Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Clark scores. Griffin moves to third. Evans moves to second. It's 8-7, Giants. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzger hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromarty. Griffin scores. Evans scores. Whitfield goes all the way around to score. Metzger moves to second. It's 11-7, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sadek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Salada pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada strikes out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.